Amen.
Father, we are going to preach your word.
Baba, kutana maa kpuri nyenama.
I pray that you give the audience understanding.
In the
name of Jesus Christ.
Beni Jesu Christi.
Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Listeners, ladies and gentlemen that are listening to me, I want you to listen closely to this sermon. I want to preach today about the law of God. The Bible makes it clear to us that God's law is one. But when Jesus Christ came, he has revised the law. In the book of Matthew chapter 5,
Verse 20 to 22.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I say Matthew chapter 5, verse
20 to 22.
I want to bring this series of sermons to you today. To make you to know that you may say you are following the righteousness of the law. I've known a lot of people that said, well, they don't need Jesus, they are keeping the law by themselves. That's why I want to tell you what the law of that was the law of God given to the Jews, what it is all about.
Amen.
So that you may think you are keeping all the laws, but when you really see what the law is saying, you may know that you are not doing it right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I say the law has been revised by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 20, this is Jesus Christ talking. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He said, but I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ladies and gentlemen, I said you may think you are keeping the law. But did you hear what Jesus Christ said? He said, you have heard that people have been telling you you should not kill anybody. You have heard that people say all murderers will go to hell. Now he made it even much more serious than that. I said, Jesus Christ made it much more serious than that. He said, if you are angry with your brother without a cause, you are already a murderer. Or if you just say to your brother Raka,
when I have a twin where
say you shall be in danger of the council. Whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, caused her to commit adultery. Whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Are you hearing me, listener? How can you escape hell? If Jesus Christ has tightened the law so much like this,
he has
made it tougher. But he has also provided grace. And
it's
that grace that we come to tell you about today. But let's continue and tell you more how severe the law can be.
Because
a lot of people, when we tell them that they are committing sin, they say that we don't commit sin. The Bible said all have sinned and falling short of the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That includes you. All have sinned.
I'm
falling short of the glory of God. That's why we are reading to you what Jesus Christ said about the law that you already know. Only that you don't know that you are still offending this in this law. In verse 33 and 37 again. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not swear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thy oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the heart, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall thou swear by thy head,
on where you wear your vihen,
because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay for nay. For whatsoever is more than this cometh of evil. He said, ye have heard that it has been said again, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
But I
say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. I'm saying Jesus Christ has tightened the law. He has made the law to be tougher. And you are going to have to stand before Jesus one day. With all this law being tightened, how can you please God?
When
you can sin in your mind and you can sin with your eyes,
Where he are, wow, who horror, no, now you don't, oh, horror,
and there's no escape.
And where I am, me fan here.
The only escape is in Jesus Himself.
Oh, di me fan in my brother Jesus Christ.
You have got to be born again.
Oh, I think I will be the big you were.
The Lord, the Word of God says again,
if they know why they will be tired,
that if you offend in one of the laws of God, you have offended in all. Because the same God has said that you should not tell a lie,
is
the same God that said you should not kill. In the book of James chapter 2,
James
verse 10.
He
said, for whosoever shall keep the old law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if you kill, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the Lord. Do you hear that? If you offend in one of the laws, you have offended all. Jesus Christ make it tighter.
Jesus Christ na kabok by.
He said, if you look to lust, just looking at a woman to lust, you have already committed adultery.
In some
places, some high school students, they say they commit luxury by looking at women.
Well,
if you commit that type of luxury, you have just committed adultery. But Jesus Christ can set you free.
Jesus Christ, we
have not come to condemn you here. I'm trying to show to you that the law is tougher than what you think. The Bible has made it to make us to know that Jesus Christ has revised the law and make it tighter. But how can we really please God then? Well, I'll tell you a story. It was in the Bible. The Lord Jesus Christ was passing by one time. And a very rich young man rushed to him and came running to him. And he said, good master, what shall I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And Jesus Christ said, what is written in the law? And the man told him, he said, thou shalt not commit adultery, honor thy father and thy mother, and so on and so forth. And Jesus Christ said, go and do that. And the man said, well, to justify himself, he said, I've been doing that all my life. He said, what more do I need? And Jesus Christ said, for you to be perfect,
he
said, go ahead and sell all your property and give it to the poor, and then come and follow me. And the man was sorrowful because the man was rich. He went away sorrowful. He couldn't do that. And then Jesus Christ commented. He said, how hard for them that are rich to enter the kingdom of God.
The
disciples of Jesus, they wonder.
Jesus
Christ repeated it.
Jesus Christ now we
He said, how hard is it for one that trusted in riches to enter the kingdom of God?
Say,
it is easier for a camel to enter, pass through the eye of a needle.
Than
for a rich man to enter the kingdom.
Then
the disciples said,
who
then can be saved?
Did you
see the same question that is coming to your mind after I read to you all the law?
I know
you, the same question will have come to your mind.
After I read
the words of Jesus to you,
that
said that if you look to lust, you have already committed adultery.
When
he said you should not even swear at all. He said, even if you are angry with your brother without a cause, you are a murderer.
You may say,
and so on and so forth. The question also may come to your mind that, who then can be saved? Well, you are not alone. The disciples also wonder who then can be saved.
But
what did Jesus Christ answer
them? He said,
with men it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible. What does that mean? It means it's possible for that rich man to be saved. It's not possible for man to be able to do what Jesus said we should do by ourselves. But it is possible and easy for God to make us do it. Who can stop looking at a woman with lust? With man it is impossible, but not with God. With God all things are possible. And that is what Jesus Christ wants you to know. Apostle Paul also mentioned this.
Paul Vitae Akasedi.
He said, what he wanted to do, what he knows that is right, he just couldn't do it.
He said,
but those things that he didn't want to do, which he knows that they are wrong, those are the things that something is pushing him to do. That is in Romans chapter 7. I will read from verse
23.
He said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. He said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? He said, for those things that I know that are not good, he said, those are the things that he does. Something is pushing him to do it.
He
said, those things that he know that they are good and you love to do those things, so please God.
He loves
to do those things, but something is making him not to do it. That is why he called himself a wretched man. He said, who will deliver me? He said, there's something fighting inside me. We also know about this. A lot of people will tell you this. Some people call it that there are two angels. Some said there will be an angel of good that will tell you to do good. And they said there will be an angel of wickedness that will tell you to do the bad thing.
So,
whom are you going to listen to? Now, Jesus Christ has said, with man it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That is the sermon I brought to you. You say, what is God providing to help us? That is why Jesus Christ, the Bible said about Jesus. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I say there is what we call everlasting life.
Amen.
This eternal life is in Jesus. It is power to be free from sin. Let's read it again to you in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In verse 12,
he
said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Listen to that. He said power to become a son of God. It is that power that will come inside you. That we heal your system, your spirit. When you see a lame man, that was born lame, and his legs are bent, no doctor on heart can help him out. The best any doctor can do is to put crushes in his hand. Some doctors, they will tie some stick to his legs. And he will be trying to crawl and walk.
Oh, yeah, I can't video.
That is how men have been trying to crawl and walk when they try to do good. But as long as they are lame, they are still lame. But if they come to God, those that came to Jesus when Jesus was on earth, those lame men that came to Jesus when he was on earth, he did not put crushes on their legs at all. That is what we call power. He straightened their legs by the power of Holy Ghost. Those bones that were bent, he straightened them again. By supernatural operation of God. That is what we are calling power. You that have been a sinner committing all those sins, how can you be free from those sins? You need that power to set you free from that sin. It is power that can straighten your spirit and your life up. That is what Jesus Christ is talking about in Gospel of John chapter 1 verse
12.
He said, as many as received Jesus, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. They become sons of God when their lives are straightened up. When they don't look to loss anymore. When they don't commit adultery anymore. How can they do that? I said Jesus Christ is the one that will give you power. And the power he's going to give you that will straighten your life is himself. He said you will have to eat his flesh and drink his blood. He said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has life in him. Go and read it yourself in Gospel of John chapter 6. From verse 53. Jesus said unto them,
Jesus Christ in that time.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
except
you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him up on the last day. I said the law of God has been tightened by Jesus. By the keeping of the law, you cannot please God. Because all our righteousness are like filthy rags before God. The most righteous person on earth, if he is righteous by his own doing, it's like a filthy rag before God. But Jesus Christ said,
Jesus Christ,
he that eateth my flesh
and
drinketh my blood
has
eternal life. Jesus Christ is the eternal life.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ is that life that will make you a son of God.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ is that power that will straighten up your life to please God.
Jesus Christ,
he wants to give you that life now. And we are here to tell you about this grace of Jesus. What do you need to do to accept Jesus? You just need to believe. And say after us right now. Say Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Bow your head and pray right now. You're going to pray with me. Say God, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I believe in you. I know you died for me on the cross. I know you are the only way I can be free from sin. I believe if you have paid for my sins, I know you have saved me from my sins. I accept you right now, Jesus. I want to be free from all those sins. Come into my life, Jesus. Come into my heart. Let me sin no more. I believe you are in me right now. Because you say, if I ask, you will answer.
We are to tell you when you
man. Thank you, Jesus.
We say Jesus.
From now I'm saved.
Amen.
Jesus, I pray for all the other people. Listen to me.
Baba,
touch them right now, everywhere, wherever they are. In the name of Jesus. Sin no more, your man or woman. Jesus Christ, set you free.
Jesus Christ,
sin no more in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all those lusts and desires to sin depart from you.
In Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to write to me so that we can send you some more exhortation.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org. And you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster at gospeldistribution.org. And you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we'll see you again next time. In Jesus' name.